down into old business, healthcare district lease extension. This was to sign the lease for
September,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's it. And that was already voted on at last meeting, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Good. So have you got that to sign?
You signed it already earlier.
We done signed it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, you're back in business for another month. Scott, we have you on this afternoon at 1:15 for your proposal there. Did you see that? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Are you coming for the planning and zoning anyway? Or?
No.
Okay. So you'd probably rather do that right now then.
I wasn't sure when I saw the 11 o'clock on the agenda, I wasn't sure if it was a duplication of what the intent was.
So yeah, that was just to sign the September lease.
I'm available for whatever works best for you guys.
Well, you know, as long as you're here, why don't you just come on up and let's just get it done now, and then you won't have to stick around till 1:15. How's that?
Susan would appreciate that.
I imagine so. Very good. Okay. Okay, so you have a proposal?
Well, just wanted to open the discussion since we've made our final decision on site selection. The discussion previously when we asked about for a long-term lease was, well, let's wait until we know what's happening there. And so that being done, I just wanted to get going on the extension to hear your thoughts. We don't have any proposal. Our preference, of course, would be what we've proposed in the past, which was the continuation of the three-year lease at the $100,000 that we've been paying and continue to do business as we have been until we see what happens, get a hospital built or not.
Okay, very good. Gentlemen, do you want to open the discussion then? Anyone?
I suppose I can.
Go right ahead.
You know, with our lease arrangements for the past 3 months, I think our intent on the part of the commissioners was to be fiscally responsible in terms of trying to recover the money that we had put into it in terms of our appraisal and some engineering fees, and we accomplished that. As you know, we went from $8,000 to $10,000 for 2 months and then $12,000. We have recovered the money we have spent in that process, and having done so, I would be in favor of going back to the original lease amount, which was $100,000 a year, which is $8,333 and change per month. Now, I know that the healthcare district has made their decision. When do you expect that the USDA might make their decision?
We have some items from our financial consultants that need to go in. They should have those in today or tomorrow. And then I don't know how long Werner still needs to make that decision, but I'm hoping soon.
So at that point, your application would be complete when you get the... Okay.
Well, not so much. It's complete before. It's already complete from the original, but with the changes and some updates, the $2 million that we've committed to it being going into the formula now, a couple of things like that, it's kind of an updated for additional materials. So it was...
But from Lorraine Werner's perspective...
From her standpoint now to make a decision, she should have everything she needs here in the next couple of days, yes.
Okay. And the only other thing I would have, I mean, I'm fine with the going down on dollar amount to where we were originally.
Okay.
The only other comment, I'll leave this open for discussion in terms of the terms of the lease, is that we need to be mindful that there is going to be an election, both with the healthcare district and with the several county commissioners. And I would propose that we move forward with a three-month lease at that amount.
Okay. Gentlemen?
I agree with Doc on both points, and especially with you guys did just exactly what we asked, and you made a decision, and now all the decisions that need to be made now aren't up to anybody here. They're up to Lorraine Werner. So hopefully she can make those within the next 3 months.
Well, hopefully it's within.
Definitely. So I think 3 months, with the election coming up, all of these different things going on, 3 months would take care of everything, and then we come back and then look at a long-term lease.
Commissioner Noble?
I agree completely.
As the person that's taking my seat is going to be saddled with this decision for the next 4 years, so I think they need a say. So I think waiting for 3 months is
we enjoy seeing you every month too.
So all I
enjoy
would
the
need,
drive. It's pretty
then
good.
I'll entertain a motion at this time then.
Well, I would make the motion that we extend to the healthcare district a lease for 3 months in the amount of $8,333 per month for the next 3 months.
3 months.
Second.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded that we extend.
Can I ask a clarifying question there?
Yeah, I'll go to some more discussion here in just a second. Yeah, it's been moved and seconded that we approve a 3 month lease to the Rural Healthcare District in the amount of $8,333 per month. Now, further discussion. Go ahead.
I just want to clarify, so we're talking October, November, December, so this would be December 31st.
So it would go through December 31st, would have to be revisited at the first meeting of January.
Okay.
Yeah. Any further discussion?
Well, we would want to actually discuss at the first meeting of December.
What's that now?
Certainly we could. Sure.
Well,
we'll
oh, yeah. Certainly yeah, we could. Problem there is the commissioner that will be sitting in my seat won't be able to vote on that until January 4th or 5th, whatever date is he is sworn in.
Well, is there a chance we could get this amended to 4 months to the end of January?
I mean, that would be fine with me. I don't have a problem with that.
I mean,
that.
I'm just looking at the timing.
Then your new commissioners, the two seats, would be able to vote on an extended.
Well.
Because as it is, we would be left without a lease at the 1st of January.
At the 1st of January.
If we haven't met before then, is what I'm looking at.
Okay. Yep. And I'll amend the motion to make it a four-month time frame.
Okay.
$8,333.33.
Okay. And so that motion is amended. Is the second still there? Okay, very good. So it has been moved and seconded and amended that we extend a four-month lease to the Rural Healthcare District for the lease of the clinics in the amount of $8,333 per month for those 4 months. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have another question.
Yeah.
I'm going to put on our agenda a discussion regarding the upgrading of the Marbleton Clinic building.
Okay.
We now have, through this process this summer, we have learned that it will need to be upgraded without any question to either become a licensed freestanding clinic after June 30th, 2019, or to become, if our hospital plans continue to move forward, become a branch of the emergency department branch of the hospital. One way or the other, it's going to have to be upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to get that on our agenda and have our board start looking at that. You have approved already supporting that, those upgrades, as I recall. We have dedicated $600,000 of healthcare budget to that. My question is, you're still the owners of the property. You've agreed with the upgrade. How much involvement in terms of architect selection, contractor selection, any of that, does the Board of County Commissioners want to be involved in that?
Yes. Yeah. Seeing that it's our building, we would need to have our construction manager involved in that. So, Forsgren.
Okay, and so help me understand what that involvement in. In terms of decision making, in terms of what we want to do, how does that all work together?
Yeah, he would need to attend your meetings.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he would keep us posted and keep us in the loop as to what you are proposing, and then he can come to us, and then he'll say, this is what they're proposing, I agree with it, or we could change this. I don't think that'll work. Whatever. He'll keep us posted.
I presume an RFP would go out under your name.
Yeah. Seeing how it's our building.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
So we would work with him on developing an RFP,
on developing
and then he would bring
RFP.
It to you and say, I approve of this, and this is the way we want to move forward.
Yeah, that would be how that would have to work.
Scott.
I know. I have the same comments and questions. Go ahead,
Bill. I was just going to say you've already made some preliminary investigations into this because you looked at this once before, so you kind of have a general idea what needs to be done. Although the price changes, I'm sure, with time. Is that correct in terms of generally?
Well, yes. The major investigation is the one that you authorized, if you recall.
Right.
And that's going to be the major study. My concern with that study and situation is that would require that clinic down there to be shut down for a period of time, 2 to 4 months, the same discussion that we've had regarding the Pinedale Clinic, and if we were to have remodeled that. And so my goal is to have somebody look at that and find a way to do the remodeling necessary for the emergency part of that building without it having to be shut down. Now that we know that for a rural health care clinic, its current construction is fine, we still need to get that separation without a shutdown. And
right.
I don't know that, I'm assuming it can be done. I don't know how. The recommendation in the report that came to you was shut the whole thing down to get everything done. And with it being a rural health care clinic, we know that the clinic site is fine. So that's the goal that I would be looking at in a contract or architect is to, we can't afford to have a clinic shut down there.
Right.
Just as we can't afford to have it shut down up here. And so that's the goal that I will be looking for. And
okay.
Proposing to the board is that we find a firm architect and people and find a way to make that change.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Noble.
I guess my question is, what's your timeline when you say you want to start involving Todd and looking at this construction?
If our board approves it at our meeting, which is 2 weeks, we would immediately start putting together a RFP. Working with Todd to get it out just as soon as we possibly can.
Doesn't this construction, based on Lorraine's answer to you?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with it.
No.
So whether Lorraine's answer
is no or yes.
Yes or a no, you're going to make the improvements on it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
That's been our commitment there is to bring that up to grade.
Okay.
The reason we're not talking about bringing this one up to grade is because we won't need to with the new hospital.
You're not building there.
And so,
if you're going to bring this one up to grade, it is going to be brought up to grade so that it can function as either a satellite facility to the existing CA or to function as a freestanding emergency department.
Correct.
If there's a problem with Lorraine with the USDA loan, then that sort of has an impact on your reason for moving forward. So back to Commissioner Noble's question, isn't it, or would it be prudent to wait until you've had that approval from USDA before you move forward, unless you are telling us that regardless of her decision, if you don't get the critical access hospital, that you're going to be looking at the opportunity to upgrade that facility to a freestanding emergency department?
The state statutes require that after June 30th, I'm working to get my times here. So, the state statute allows us to operate as an emergency department there, freestanding emergency department, both of them, until June 30th, 2019. They've been waiting for regulations to be promulgated and approved regarding freestanding emergency clinics. And we've been in communication and responded to those regulations. They're out for public notice right now as to what the requirements are for licensing. We've looked at that, and basically, except for our building structure, we fundamentally meet the licensing requirements already for a freestanding emergency clinic. As of June 30th, 2019, if we are not able to be, we are in an exception to the state statute. We're operating under an exception, which ends June 30th, 2019. meaning that we haven't had to be licensed to run a freestanding emergency clinic, which is what we're running. Understand that that's what we're doing right now, is we're running a freestanding emergency clinic at both clinics. That, and we're running as an exemption to the state statutes. The exemption runs out June 30th, 2019. So as of that date, if we are not updated, technically we could not be licensed, and all of our emergency services down there would have to be shut down. The same will happen up here if we are not appropriately licensed. Our plan in Pinedale is, if we have the hospital under construction, approved and going, not necessarily physically under construction, but approved and moving forward, that they will give us a grandfathered exception while the hospital is being constructed, so we don't have to upgrade the existing facility at Pinedale also.
So one way or the other,
to do emergencies, we've got to be upgraded.
If you don't have a CAW going in, USDA says no, whatever, over there, these two still have to be upgraded.
Mr. Chairman.
They would then both have to be upgraded, yes.
Right.
Scott, I think I would certainly look into that, because I don't think that's a correct and factual statement. That clinic could still continue to operate to provide emergency services. What it would not be allowed would be to be classified as a freestanding emergency department, and therefore be able to benefit from increased charges. Doesn't mean you couldn't provide the continued emergency services from 8 to 5. You just wouldn't be able to get the increased compensation. This act, the statute that you're referring to, was passed and put into effect July 1st, 2016. In that act, the original provision allowed any freestanding emergency department that met the regulations under the act not to have to apply for a license until July 1st, 2019. But those are for freestanding emergency departments. It's like any other doctor's office in the state. You can still provide emergency services. You may not be covered under or get reimbursed as a freestanding emergency department. So there is some difference in the language of what you're trying to attain. The freestanding emergency department that was originally put into that statute was actually designed to protect hospitals or areas that were close to adjoining states, for instance, Fort Collins in particular, from coming in and setting up a department in the state. Currently, there's not any freestanding emergency departments in the entire state of Wyoming. And yes, the Wyoming Department of Health is in the process of promulgating rules for that, when that grandfathered clause ends June 30th, 2019. So, I guess the only concern I have, it's not a justification, I don't think, to terminate services, emergency services, from 8 to 5 at the Marlton Big Piney Clinic, because you don't have the designation as a freestanding emergency department. I don't think that's necessary.
I appreciate your explanation of those differences. I'm not, quite frankly, I'm not sure yes or no on that. I do know that the statute specifically says that it's only emergency services currently operated by hospital districts? Anyway, it's rural health care districts. Us specifically, my understanding of that legislation was that exception was put in there specifically to protect the emergency services being offered in Sublette County at the two clinics. And therefore, the logic that I get from that is that we have until 2019 I can see what you're coming from, but I'm also seeing that that's not necessarily the case. And yes, everything we've been told is that we need to upgrade, and this is from Pat Davis at the Health Life Services at the Wyoming Department of Health, that we need to upgrade in order to continue to do emergency service. We will certainly check into that more closely and find out yes and no. And yes, I think obviously any doctor at any time can perform emergency services when there's a need there. But advertising that we are an emergency department, and right. And there's, and I don't know the differences. You're a medical doctor, and you know much more than I do on that. Even though I've been involved in the study of it, I don't know the exact issues. But right. My concern is that I want our clinic to be as ready as possible when June 30th, 2019 comes around, that we can continue to provide, as our district has promised us, those emergency services and have it available, that it can be a not just an 8 to 5, but 24/7 emergency services, which is our goal, is to return those services to that clinic area. So that's what I'm looking at, is to get started as soon as possible, to get done as much as possible, to see if we can get it done without disruption of any services there.
Right. Okay. And Todd can fill us in on the progress, and before he moves forward with an RFP, he will talk with us also. Commissioner Noble.
Leave it with that.
What's that?
Let's just go.
Okay, very good. Okay,
thank you,
Scott. Appreciate
you,
it.
Scott.
You bet.
Thank you guys. Have a good day.
All right, you bet. We're now going to continue our discussion on the scheduling of the WPLI report. And hopefully you didn't come expecting us to make a decision on WPLI today. This is a continued discussion on when and how and all of that sort of stuff. So there won't be any decisions made. But if you have any input, you know, feel free to raise your hand and I can call on you. So, gentlemen, in scheduling this WPLI report, the couple of concerns that perhaps I had, or not necessarily concerns, but just wondering about the logistics of this. Do we want to schedule this so that it is in conjunction with one of our commission meetings? Do we want to schedule it so it is a special meeting later in the evening? I don't know. I just want to kind of throw that out for discussion.
My first thoughts, it's probably going to draw a crowd.
Well, that's just what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask the folks in the audience here, do you have a preference on how we do something like this? Would you rather have it in a special meeting in the evening so it's easier to get to, or is it just as easy to get to a commission meeting? What are your thoughts out there, members of the committee? Go ahead, Bill.
Delaney, yeah, I guess I would recommend you hold an evening meeting. I think that would be more accessible to the public at large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so my question also is, would a meeting in the evening, would that be indicative that we're opening this up to public comment now, that we've already got our recommendations from our committee? Though that's just one of the things that worries me just a little bit. Are we going to rehash this for 3 hours in an evening when a committee has spent 2 years trying to come up with a solution? And in the end, it is the decision of the commission what direction to move forward. So that's what worries me about a later evening public type meeting. Everyone will show up assuming that they're going to have input now, where they could have showed up at any of your meetings and had input for 2 years.
But I think when we went into the process, there was acknowledgement that there would be a public meeting held by the county commissioners.
Correct.
Prior to making a decision on that, to solicit additional comments. Yeah, you're right. The public did have plenty of opportunities to attend a lot of our meetings, and we did have public that attend them.
Yeah.
Was it widespread? No.
Right.
Were they pretty much the same people? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
The
purpose of the public meeting would be for the commission to make their decision that night. That's the meeting. That was the purpose of the public meeting. Not necessarily to receive more input. Go ahead, Mike.
Commissioner, I think education of the, you know, I mean, obviously the report's out there, and then there's, you know, been discussions come out of this. You know, I think there's still an education component to the public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to make the decision, right?
And sure.
That's your guys' call, but educating them on maybe, you know, maybe with some bigger maps and say, this is what we're talking, this is what the group provided would help educate the public potentially.
Okay.
You know, an evening meeting or even just a break here with pictures on the wall during the day. I mean, that's up to you guys.
Yeah.
Obviously, you get more public showing up in the evening.
Okay.
Due to work schedules for the majority of the people. But
right.
I think maybe just some maps of, you know, here's what is being proposed for each of the three.
Okay.
Would help, you know, people correlate on a map better than reading.
Sure.
You know, a designation for this portion of this WSA, but that's just.
Okay. Would the committee be willing to make that presentation at a meeting that we have? Because I think it would be better coming from the people who designed those three options rather than from us.
Well, since the co-chairs aren't here, we can nominate them, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
I mean, you guys made the co-chairs what they are for, so.
Well, I think if we decide to have that type of a presentation, I think it needs to come from the outfit that proposed the actions. Otherwise, it's just us saying, well, this is what these guys said.
Yeah, I would think we'd have to preface that with the committee could not come up with a single recommendation and
right.
What prompted the three options.
Yeah, absolutely. And that would be important to be in put out there in the public right at the beginning.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
I don't know whether to get into that or not. There was three options provided to us.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we go into a public meeting that hopefully we've kind of narrowed it down to an option that is ours, and that would be what we present. We don't need to confuse the public with the three options, possibly, if we could all agree on the presentation prior to the meeting.
I don't know that you can come to a conclusion on a presentation prior to a meeting that's supposed to be public. I have no problem presenting the three options, but I think in terms of the course of the meeting, and when I say for the sake of brevity, I'm not talking about necessarily a short meeting, but I don't think your committee needs to go over all the course and discourse that you've had in terms of how you got to those options and your votes and so on. I do think it might be helpful to start the meeting off by saying these are the three options that came forth from WPLI and have the maps and all associated in it or with it. After that, it's a public meeting with the commissioners to discuss. We can simply take over the meeting at that point and then however you choose to open it up and entertain the public would be up to you.
Okay. Commissioner Rauhauser.
Mike, I think you're absolutely correct that people need to be educated on what this is all about. And a lot of people, like you said, come to the meeting, they already know, but there will be other people that don't. And so to have it a very informative, I don't know if we can make that decision that night. If we have 50 people that come and voice their opinions, we need to absorb that and then get together and make our opinion, because once we make our opinion or our recommendation that goes to the WCCA, it's over. That's what this was all about, to take you guys' information, your 2 years of work, to give to us for us to make a recommendation. And that's, I think, what we have to do, and I don't know if we can do that. We have to go with an open mind that we have to listen to what other people have to say besides what you guys gave us. Because this all started in 1964. And we're now almost 30 years into it, and now all of a sudden, you guys were given the charge to get this done. And after 2 years, and now that's where we are.
We've got to years.
50 years.
Actually, almost 50.
Almost 50 years. Absolutely, the speed of government.
Over 50.
And so, consequently, but we just, I think, a meeting, but the question is it at 7 o'clock at night, or is it at 2:30 in the afternoon after our meeting? Do we have a...
Right. Well, no matter what direction is taken by the county commission, you can guarantee it'll be done in a public meeting. It'll either be done in a specially called meeting, or it'll be done here during our regular business. So, and that's what I reassured when I went to your last meeting there. The question was asked, well, are you going to let us know when you're doing this? Yeah, and it'll be on an agenda. It'll be open to everybody. But it will be a decision made by the commission. And all the hashing and rehashing will have to have been done before that. So if we feel like we still need a public meeting to hash and rehash a little bit more, then that's what we schedule. We don't schedule our decision for that night.
Right.
If we feel like we still need to have public input. Comments, thoughts?
I would definitely put a time limit on public comments.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Yeah. Yeah. So if we're still thinking that we need time for public comment, then we make we probably have a special meeting and we make time to hear that. And that won't be the night that the decision will be made. But if you folks feel like you represented the public well enough in your group, we've got your information and we can digest it and we can make a decision.
It seemed like the directions from you guys and from WCCA definitely said that, indicated to me that the public would have an additional opportunity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I think so.
And if that's the case, that's what our next meeting would be. And that's what our public meeting would be then, would be for input from the public. And the decision wouldn't be made that night from the commission. That would be one last fact-finding thing, get it out there, get it put out in front of us, and then we would probably make our decision in just one of our commission meetings, would be my guess.
Have some sort of written proposal, this is our recommendation, we could...
And this is what we're going to do, and we will have a motion and a second, and we will adopt whatever we are going to do within our county commission meeting. So, sounds like it might be beneficial then to have one last public meeting and get the input from the public. I don't know about you gentlemen, but I think I would like just one representative from your committee to just say, these are the options we gave.
With maps.
With maps.
With
pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, with pictures. So if you guys can come up with somebody that's willing to do that, that would be awesome, because otherwise we're doing it secondhand. You gave it to us. This is what these guys said. We can't say what you were thinking when you did that. We have the options. That's what we have in front of us. So if you guys can maybe come up with that person and then let us know, and we can schedule a public meeting in the evening at some point in time for additional public input, and that's what it will be, and it'll be advertised as such, and that there will not be a decision made that night. It's the last fact-finding meeting, I guess.
So, being there was three proposals, would be three sets of maps.
Should be.
Three different WCCAs.
Yeah, three maps.
Yeah. Well, I like the three options.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'd be three sets of maps. Three maps for each WCCA.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So nine maps.
Mm-hmm. Right. Nine. Well, yeah, nine total. Okay. That's good. Are you comfortable with that? Go ahead, Mr.
Chairman Nelson. Yeah. I guess to avoid a hitch at the meeting, I can't remember exactly where Dan fell with the three proposals, but... they weren't a consensus three proposals. It was
right.
Six of the eight, but went forward with the recommendation for three proposals. So I just think that needs to be clarified at the meeting to avoid.
I think that should be up front with exactly what Mr. Lanning said. I think all of that should be right there in the beginning. This is what happened. This is how it stands. Here are the proposals. Does that sound fair? And then, so basically you will make the information out there for all the public, then we will open it up for public comment one way or the other, and then we will take all the comments under advisement, and we'll make a decision in one of our commission meetings to follow after that.
And I guess we need to coordinate so we don't end up in a situation where we're in disagreement and we hash and we debate.
And you don't want to do that in a public meeting again. Yeah, you're right. You guys will want to come all on the same page that night. Yeah.
I would just lay out what was given to you guys.
Okay. Yeah. Start with your explanation of what happened, and this is where we're at, and here are the options we gave to the commissioners. Then we take the floor, and we allow any public to add any more information, and then we end that meeting, and we'll probably, I don't know if we'll have a date set when we'll make our decision yet or not, but we'll definitely advertise it. It'll be advertised, and it'll be in an open meeting. Does that sound like a good direction to go? Okay.
Do you, Mr. Chairman? One thing I'd like to see us do is that if there is input, I would love to have these people stand and be recognized and let us know where they're from. Are they from Southern County?
Yeah. I can do that.
Are they from Teton County, or are they from California?
I'll lay the groundwork before I open it up for public comment. I'll let them know how to behave, and I think I can keep that under control.
So okay. Do we then need to look at our calendars, decide when would be a good time?
We need to decide when's a good evening meeting, and it'd be good to have you guys' input also. When it would be a good time for you. If you want to look at your, let's see, our next commission meeting is on the 18th of September. How long do we need to advertise this public meeting, Mary?
It's up to you.
Yeah, I know, but give me a gut instinct. How long should we?
Probably a couple weeks, I would say.
A couple weeks in the newspaper saying we're going to have a meeting. So this meeting won't happen before our next commission meeting. It'll probably be between the second September meeting and the first October meeting, this public.
We're going to be at the WCCA.
Oh, got WCCA is when?
Last week of September.
Oh, that's right. So we're pushing that into the first week of October. Look at your schedules, gentlemen, and let's pick a date for a public meeting.
The only problem of it is we're going to have to schedule the room, and that's probably a tougher deal than you guys picking a date.
Okay, so will you look at the schedule for the
for
the Lovett room?
Yeah.
And see if you can find something for us that first week of October, first or second week of October.
Okay.
And then we'll let you know what we find when we get that thing scheduled. Okay. And once we have the room scheduled, we'll get that to the newspapers and we'll get that advertised.
And I think I have emails for all of WPLI. I think I could send those dates out.
Okay.
Or the whatever.
Whatever date you find.
I think I can communicate with everybody.
Okay.
So.
All right. That's what we'll do. We'll go with that, and we'll have our public meeting in October, and then sometime after that, we will make a decision in our commission meetings. Sound good to everybody? Outstanding. Thank you. Appreciate all your hard work. Really
thanks
do.
Thanks for all your work.
Yeah. All right.
We don't envy you in your decision.
What's that?
We don't envy you in your decision.
Well, 2 years worth of work that you guys put in, holy cow.
Any decision.
It'll be a decision, right?
There's only
yeah, it'll be good to have that done.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. All right, that's it for old business. We're going to adjourn the meeting, and until 1 o'clock.